Hi, I'm Bede Hill, and this is The D Word, the show where we talk dementia. Welcome to The D Word. Good to have your company here on UK Health Radio. My guest this week is an actress, singer and radio presenter who's appeared in both Emmerdale and Coronation Street and is now a dementia ambassador. I'll be chatting to Sean Reeves right after this from Fancy Haygood.
I'm on, I was freaking out, already ready to fall. Was 3 months out of weathered love that brought me down, really messed me up. Now I'm in his arms, willing to risk it all.
Fancy Haygood and Ever Really Ready, kicking off this week's edition of The D Word, where I'm delighted to welcome my guest this week, Sean Reeves. Well, Sean, it's an absolute delight to welcome you as my guest here on The D Word. Now, you know, you've had a really interesting time over the past few years because, you know, you're an actor, you've been on TV, you're in the original cast of Les Miserables, but things changed a little bit, didn't they, when you started doing a bit of remote singing during COVID?
Yes, thank you so much for having me on. It's a real honor because I've listened to all quite a lot of your shows, and you speak to so many wonderful people. So thank you for having me on. So during COVID, it was like great, we can stop in this mad world of acting, which is quite a privilege, because when you're self-employed, you're always trying to get the next job. So suddenly it was like, oh, we can relax for a minute. And then I got contacted by a fan who worked in a local nursing home in Birmingham near where I was born. And she said, oh, will you like send a message on Zoom? And I was like, well, should we do something more than that? Shall I sing some songs or something? And that's how this has all started to come about. So we li literally did this lovely Zoom session, and I was singing, show me the way to go home and all these lovely old songs. And I saw how beneficial it was, how it lit people up, and my brain started to churn. And I came in contact with dementia when I was sort of 18, 19, when my friend Holly's mum sort of stopped remembering my name and stopped remembering to make us some tea when we were coming round and stuff like that. And of course, we didn't really know what that was then. And we used to say, oh, she's going crazy, which is awful. And I felt so bad about not understanding what was going on with her mum. And then I've done various runs for Alzheimer's, and I've had my head made into a shape out of bronze for Alzheimer's. And then I was like, oh, I think I can do a show. I can do like a tea for two show of these war songs, because these will be great for the memory. I then got a big TV job, had to stop that, but had bought the dress. And then I went up to do a pantomime in Cardiff, and I met H from Steps and this wonderful friend of mine, Benaz Acker. I'd been on this great show with them both called Cariad at Iaith. And they're both presenters at BBC Radio Wales. And they said, you ought to come in. You'd be great on the radio. And I was like, oh, I've never done it before. Went in, and I've started working on the radio. And I also then met an amazing woman called Lorraine King, who does Singing for the Brain for Alzheimer's in Wales. And so here we are again. I was going, this is it. I've got to do something with my singing. And I was going to these lovely sessions in all these remote parts of Wales, singing to people from 60 upwards. Does anyone know YMCA? Does anybody know this one from the Beatles? And having a good time, and then seeing how the communication with the carers was so massively needed, and how the singing of the songs released some sort of speech with the people living with dementia. And I just loved how I could use my talent of singing and communicating and being lively, if that's really all it is, to help people have 1 hour a week where it's a bit more fun, where they've got someone to have a cup of tea with. And when those people who are living with trapped can be relaxed enough to say, oh, I don't like it, or that was great. Well, a lady the other day said, you're all right, you are, like that. I was in Dudley, and she'd said nothing, and I was thinking, I'm not getting through, I'm not getting through to you. And then the end, I did one song. I did a Pearly King and Queen song. And that was it. It released something. You're more, you're more. And I was like, brilliant. And then this other lady who said, you, a beautiful pianist, you heal my heart. And she hadn't spoken for 10 years. And I just think I've got a gift. I'd love to use it. I'm in a position now where my daughter's grown up. I've got time to help. Luckily, financially, I can help out a bit as well, and the radio seemed this great medium to talk to. My best friend's husband's got Lewy dementia, and I just thought if there was a 2 hour program between 10 and 12, she could do breakfast, and then she can leave her husband to try and carry on eating, and she can whiz and do washing and tidying the beds and things while repetitive music is on, like help, I need somebody help. These songs that have got repetitive words are brilliant. That's why I've made this album now. I'm talking and talking, Pete. I'm sorry.
That's all
I should
right.
shut
I mean,
up.
tell us about the, I mean, the album. Is that something you've always wanted to do anyway?
No, I've never had it on my bucket list. I was in the original cast of Les Mis, and so I started my career singing, but I didn't really know that that was what I wanted to do. I was a dancer. I wanted to be a dancer, and I just got this huge job and then ended up in me this massive hit singing. And so Mary Hammond, this amazing singing teacher, got me up to scratch to be able to play Cosette, this high soprano role. And then I did musicals for a bit and played Maria and West Side Story and Dorothy and Wizard of Oz and stuff. And then I really wanted to be a straight actress, so I left it behind my singing. So the singing is something that's only just sort of started again through COVID. And then I met this young man in the park. It sounds terrible, with my little dog Ronnie, and he was asking about Ronnie. And then he said he was working at Abbey Road Studios, and I was like, "Oh, really?" I said, "Oh, I need to make an album for Alzheimer's." He said, "You can come. You can come." I was like, "What?" He said, "You can come for free. I'll do you a session for free." And so the next day, I drove to Abbey Road to check that he was really a person, and he was. And he got me in, and he got me into the Love Studio, this 70s wonderful studio, to the left of the main entrance. It's just a little place with the original 70s desk. And he was recording some wonderful violinists there. And I was like, okay, you're real. And so I suddenly got old friends together, Steve Edis, the musical director who'd helped me get my original job in Les Mis nearly 40 years ago. He MD'd it for me. We had an hour's rehearsal. He got a bass player and a drummer. And suddenly the next Wednesday, we had 3 hours at Abbey Road, and we were recording seven tracks, one of which we did in one take, someone to watch over me. I'd never rehearsed with the others before, just with Steve. It was like mad. And we recorded on the original 40s mics as well, that Frank Sinatra had used, and Marilyn Monroe apparently had been to Abbey Road and sung on them. So, I mean, it's been a whirlwind how this has come about. And I have now got an album that you can, get on digital platforms all over the world for 5 years. And all proceeds will go to Alzheimer's, which is incredible.
The station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at. And with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
The station that makes you feel good.
There's a saying old says that love is blind. Still, we're often told, seek and ye shall find. So I'm gonna seek her son that I've had in mind. Looking everywhere, haven't found him yet. He's the big affair I cannot forget. Only man I ever think of with regret. I'd like to add his initial to my monogram. Tell me, where is the shepherd for this lost lamb? There's somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be someone who watches over me. I'm a little lamb who's lost in the wood. I know I could always be good to one who
recorded at the iconic Abbey Road Studios, this week's guest, Sean Reeves, and Someone to Watch Over Me, which you can find on the new EP Remember This, with all proceeds going to the Alzheimer's Society. It's available to stream on all the major platforms and
I do have a few CDs, which I got printed to give us, like, I'm going around care homes with them at the moment to try and make the government aware that we don't go to a care home now for a couple of years and die. We go for 20 years and we need mahjong classes, we need knitting classes, we need French classes, we need singing classes. We almost need like a school curriculum in the care homes. It's not enough to just feed them and leave them to sleep all day. When I go in, they're all like asleep in their chairs and it's like the hardest show ever had to do in my whole life, and I just like gather my strength together and start talking and say, does anyone know this? And by the time, like, once I've got half an hour into it, I've clicked with a few people have woken up, they started talking to each other, and the singing of these, and I'm still doing the war songs in the care homes and the Pearly King and Queens, they seem, because they're 80 to 100, the people in these care homes. So, you know, I'll Be Loving You Always and Tea for Two and all those, A Foggy Day in London Town, all those lovely ones they are humming along to or even clapping along to. And all of that stimulates neurons that send messages to the brain to relax, to be happy, to remember a different time, and to hopefully increase the possibility of speech for those who are trapped. And I'm finding it really tough at the moment, Pete, going around all my care homes, because I'm driving myself there like once a month. I've got one in Wales on Sunday, on Newport Road, Bryn Coed I'm going to. And I just did the one in Dudley, but I think I might have to stop at Christmas because hopefully there'll be other people going in at Christmas to do things. Mm-hmm. And then I can pick up again in January when everyone's all depressed.
I'll tell you, you know, you've hit upon this thing, haven't you? I tell people the story that when I was managing groups for the Alzheimer's Society, first day that I arrived, I was aware that behind the door in front of me were 18 people living with dementia. I was so nervous because I thought, what am I going to do? How do I relate to 18 people living with dementia? And suddenly there was what I called the little angel on my right shoulder said, well, just go in there by yourself. And so I thought, okay, I'm in Harlow in Essex. I'm a London lad. I like my football. I like music. I'm pretty good on London history. And suddenly realised that a lot of people would be on that door were all repatriated Londoners who liked music, football, and all the things that I did. I went and I was myself, and we got on like a house on fire. But I just wonder how you can get everybody to look at it in that way, because a lot of people doing what you do, it'd be really daunted. You know, how am I going to go in here and get home, sing for people?
Yeah, it is hard. I mean, if someone had said to me last week, Sian, your mum's not very well, you better go home, I'd have run. Because it was my hardest one last week in Dudley. And I've got a feeling this one on Sunday will be tough in Wales as well, because there's different levels of care, different, even, you know, the money in each care home is different. The carers in each care home are different. But I do worry a lot about the care homes, because there isn't this structure of fun, that at least one thing in the morning or one thing in the afternoon has to happen. To be nice, to be kind. But there's also, as I'm doing this, I'm finding out more and more worrying things. You know, there's also this group of us now who are 60 who also need to keep bright and to keep our memories going. It's not enough to retire and stay at home and watch the telly. You know, we've got to keep going. And I don't mean it's like awful school and not nice. It's almost like a youth club we need. Our lives have become so insular. You can order food in, you can order all your groceries in, you don't have to meet anyone at all. But if we had a youth club that we could go to every Monday and have a cup of tea and sing a few songs, and do a bit of simple dancing to songs that we like, it would increase our longevity and our health. I don't want us all to live until we're 110, but I would love, I think we're going to have a massive amount of people soon who are going to be getting into their 80s and 90s. We're going to have a top heavy population. And if we can keep ourselves well and our brains well, you know, I've got a relative who's recently been diagnosed with vascular dementia, and I'm like, get a personal trainer. You know, please start doing some exercise. Not happening. You know, it's just not happening. And another relative who is not exercising and should be, because the brain is just dying off. It's a machine and everything's going, fear, stop. And we can't, that's not what we should be doing. We've got to keep them moving and keep them challenged. I sound exhausting, don't I?
From the dark end of the street to the bright side of the road, we'll be lovers once again. the bright side of the road. Little darling, come with me. Won't you help me share my load? From the dark end of the street to the bright side of the road. Into this life we're born. Baby, sometimes we don't know why. Time seems to go by so fast. In the twinkling of an eye. Let's enjoy it while we can. Won't you help me share my load? From the dark end of the street to the bright side of the road. Into this life we're born. Baby, sometimes we don't know why. Time seems to go by so fast. In the twinkling of an eye. Let's enjoy it while we can.
Let's enjoy it.
Won't you help me sing my song?
Help me sing a song.
From the dark end of the street to the bright side of the road. From the dark end of the street.
From the dark end of the street
to the bright side of the road. Lovers once again on the bright side of the road.
Bright side of the road from Raoul Mallow here on the D Word. Well, we're putting together our programme for 2025. So if you'd like to play a part and be my guest here on the show, you can message us on social media where you'll find us under Radio TDW or drop us an email to tdwradio@gmail.com and we could be chatting next year. Back to 2024 now, and my guest this week, Sean Reeves. No, you don't, but I think you're a good example. I mean, one thing I feel, and I've felt throughout doing this show, is that dementia is classed as an illness. And when you use the word illness, you always go down the medical route, because normally the traditional view of illness is we'll give you a pill, we'll give you this, which will solve problem. But with dementia, what's not taken into account is the great social things and social activities, and how it has been proved scientifically these can be every bit as good as the pharmaceutical route that people are channeled down.
Absolutely. I mean, I suppose what we should be trying to do is to encourage you know, people my age, you've got a bit of energy, and there is a lot of untapped wonderful sources of people from 58 upwards who could do something in their spare time. And there's got to be an old church hut near you, and go and get it for free off the council and put some posters up everywhere and say, and buy a box of tea bags and boil a kettle and say, come along, have a cup of tea and a biscuit. We're going to have a sing along. Or you could get a local drama school student to come and sing and ask people to join in with them. It seems to me very simple what needs to happen, but I don't know how to make it happen and make it happen quickly enough. I need a pharmaceutical company to sponsor me. They're making loads out of the elderly. That's it. You see, most people just take the tablets and then sit back in front of the television and think that it's going to get better, but it won't get better like that. You've got to do things to increase new paths in the brain to start working again.
I think also, you know, we have to remove the stigma which surrounds the condition of dementia. As you know, I talk to a lot of people living with dementia on the show. I've got a lot of people living with dementia who are friends, and people of my friends say, you talk to those people. I say, well, yeah, I have conversations with my friends living with dementia exactly the same as I'm in the conversation with you. And it's this real stigma that once somebody gets, as someone once described, a big D over their head, then suddenly they get written off.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, we're struggling with this at the moment. My aunt doesn't want to admit that she's got it because of the stigma, I suppose, because she's older. She doesn't want it to be over. I understand all of that. But you're right. If it's just that our electrodes aren't going in the right places anymore and they need to be redirected. It's like learning to walk again when you've been paralyzed. They can teach you to walk again. So they can teach you to remember some things again. You can teach your body to do things again. You can teach your mind to as well. And singing and music seems to be this miraculous drug that can make that happen.
Yeah, we've had a lot of contact with Playlist for Life, who, you know, a great organisation, great charity, because it's not only, they did this thing a couple of months ago in terms of producing a playlist. And it wasn't all about, I love that song because it's got the world's most brilliant guitar solo on it. It was, I love that song because that's why when I was at school, or that was when I got married. And people underestimate the ability of music to bring all that stuff flooding back.
Yes, yeah. And there was, if you listen to quite a lot of successful pop songs, they're successful because they're so repetitive. Like that Beatles one, you know, help, I need somebody, help. I need not just anybody, help. And you can sing along with that easily. And it, you know, it just reignites. It reignites every time. You can see it in people's faces when certain songs trigger something. It's fascinating. And I should perhaps do a degree in it or something. I don't know. I'd like to do some more. I'd like to help some more. But I think this going to care homes is not the answer. I'm still doing that. I've got another one in London nearby. That's going to be much easier because it's not so much of a trek. But I don't quite know where my journey is. I was like, I'm just going to do a show then. I think I'm going to do a tea for two show that carers can bring their partners to and just have a lovely hour and a half of knowing that it's going to be lovely and comfortable sounds, not too loud, not too many drums and things like that, but lovely, evocative, easy songs that you can hum along to, sing along to. So that's another idea, but that's quite expensive to do, you know. So I need a backup.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tennis Sensitive Care Pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena Sensitive Care Pads with the Skin Comfort Formula online and in stores now.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Steps back.
Ritchie and The Way Around here on UK Health Radio, where we cover every aspect of health with all the shows available to listen to live or listen again and download on the website at www.ukhealthradio.com. My guest this week on The D Word is Sean Reeves.
Yeah, I don't, you know, there are so many things that could be done. I mean, going back, you know, when you were an actor, interestingly, you were in Emmerdale, and Emmerdale was the soap that had a really big dementia story around Ashley Thomas, who was the vicar in Emmerdale. Do you think we need more portrayals on national media like that so people begin to understand?
That would be a good idea. There's a play on at the National at the moment with Meera Syal in it. And what's wonderful is she's playing, I haven't seen it yet, but apparently she's playing her grandma as a real person who is funny and nice and does remember things sometimes. So playing her in a very approachable, real way where you wouldn't go, oh, I'm frightened of that. And so, yes, it does need to be addressed. And that, in fact, I think I drove Ashley to dementia because it was my story just preceded that, where I was trying to break him up with Laurel. He's a brilliant actor, John Middleton, and so is Charlotte. But yes, that would help, because as long as they showed the people still being nice and normal and real, and then just these lapses. And or what, you know, there's 200 types of dementia, aren't there? So there's so many different types, but it's, you can still live a perfectly all right life with it as well.
Yeah. And I think, you know, the key is early diagnosis that everybody is talking about. There have been drug breakthroughs, there's various stuff with regarding to drugs, but it all really comes down to the fact of getting an early enough diagnosis so the help can then be put in place. And sadly, too often, people are not diagnosed till they're 5, even 6, 7 years down the line, when you could have put in all those things to make their life a lot better.
Yes, and all the exercises and all the singing. I mean, my uncle's laughing at me when I'm saying, when you take a cup of tea into her in the morning, sing her favourite song. And he's laughing at me. And I said, no, it'll help her brain to get going, to remember, to snick into place, to find something to settle her, to calm her. All of those little things need to be available for all us all to know, like brushing our teeth. Really, it's that bog standard. And if we can, like, address, you know, our 50, even 55 upwards, what are the figures? 82% of us are going to be carers. 1 in 3 of us will be getting dementia. You know, it is a huge thing. And if we can get these exercises and singing into the system and a radio station playing every morning, 10 till 12, where you can put it on, for the carers so that they can ring in and talk about something they found or something that didn't work, don't do it, or something brilliant that occurred the other day. What a release and what a comfort to know that you're not on your own in your house doing it on your own. So I think a radio station would be great. I say to all my lovely oldies when I leave them, I say, put the radio on when you get back to your room. So I'm thinking they probably might not even know how to put the radio on anymore, you know, so that's another problem. And then they might get Radio One, which even for me is scary. So, you know, you have to have some help with that as well, don't you? There are these dementia radios that have a bigger button that I've seen that have been designed. But again, that's cost, isn't it? And every room to have a radio.
It's such a difficult conundrum to put all these pieces of jigsaw together. But I think it comes down to one thing, really, and that's almost normalizing things, because there are lots of illness conditions which have been normalized and people just accept. People on radio phone-ins will talk about. I've never heard a radio phone-in talking about dementia, because it seems always to be in this little bubble in the corner, whereas things like heart disease and diabetes, etc., which, you know, my previous career was in public health, they're all public health issues, and dementia is a massive one. I never heard one of my public health colleagues actually mention the D word while I was working for 30 years in it. So it just needs bringing into the mainstream, if you like, for want of better words.
Yeah. I mean, that's another thing that sparked me off, is that I did have a phone in on an afternoon show, and the lines were crammed. And I was like, let's have. And then that's what started me off again. You know, we need to have a program on the air that people can call in. It would be so helpful. There are hundreds of thousands of people going through this on their own and sort of perhaps ignoring it. And daily you don't see such a disintegration with your partner. But if you've got, you know, that's the problem. But if you've got a radio station and you're listening, you might be able to recognize the signs. Help, it would help you.
Well, Sean, sadly, time's reached a bit of a close. I can see we're going to have to meet again, because we could talk for days.
I'm sorry. I've gone on and on and on.
No, it's been an absolute delight. And, you know, I will welcome you back in the near future to the D Word to do it all again. But for this edition, thank you so much for being my guest.
Thank you for having me on. Lovely to speak to you.
It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found the somebody who could make me be true. Others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do. For nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you so. It had to be you, wonderful you, had to be you, it had to be you, it had to be you. Others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do. For nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you.
This week's guest, Sean Reeves, and it had to be you, closing out the D word. Thanks to Sean, and I wish her every success with her EB, Remember This, and all her work as a dementia ambassador to her in care homes across the UK. That's it for this week. Thanks to my production assistant, Angela. Next week, I'm going to be talking about the World Alzheimer's Report 2024 with Wendy Feidner from Alzheimer's Disease International. So until then, thanks for listening and take care now.